Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The top stories from the KCBS Radio Newsroom. This is the All Local.
I'm Jeff Bell.
I'm Patty Rising. A 34-year-old man is dead. Another has been injured following an avalanche this morning at Alpine Meadows Ski Resort in Lake Tahoe. KCBS's Carrie Hudasek reports in the news center with the latest. Carrie.
Jeff and Patty, Placer County Sheriff's deputies have identified the skier who died today as 34-year-old Cole Comstock of Blairsden, California. The second skier has not been identified. We're told he sustained several injuries to his lower body and is now hospitalized. Sergeant Mike Powers says two witnesses saw what happened just after 10 a.m.
They saw it as these two skiers were coming down, the snow broke loose, and they watched the two pretty much get buried in the snow when the avalanche occurred.
It happened above the Subway ski run area between Scott Chute and Promised Land near Scott Chair, and Powers describes it as a rugged area made for expert skiers.
The information we have that the area they were in was not a prohibited area that they could not ski in, but it is definitely an advanced area for skiers.
A search and rescue team searched the area for about an hour this morning before determining there were no other victims, and officials say they don't expect any more dangerous activity there. But for now, that section of the resort has been closed off. They add a lot of snow has piled up there in recent days, which could have triggered today's massive tumble down the mountain. But so far, we don't know the extent of the damage. Carrie Hudasek, KCBS.
Thanks, Carrie. One of the most colorful figures in modern San Francisco politics, Terrence Hallinan, has passed away at the age of 83. KCBS reporter Doug Sovereign has more on the former supervisor and district attorney.
He came to politics later in life after years as a celebrated left-wing defense attorney given to getting into fistfights. Two terms on the board, then two as a district attorney, unlike any that had ever come before, says one of Terrence Hallinan's colleagues on the board, Tom Amiano.
He took a lot of hits, you know, from what we now call mainstream media for his stances on social justice. Interestingly enough, coincidentally, you know, he was a DA. And we have a new DA now who, while a different personality, it was very supportive of the kind of changes in criminal justice that Terrence wanted.
In fact, without Hallinan, there would be no progressive DAs like San Francisco's new one, Chase Aboudin, says David Milstein, who was chief assistant DA under the man friends called KO, as in a knockout in boxing.
Terrence Hallinan was the first district attorney nationally who managed to get elected on a progressive agenda. And things like drug court, community policing, prostitution court ushered in a national trend in that direction. And I think it will be his legacy.
Terrence K.O. Hallinan gone at 83. Doug Sovereign, KCBS.
Alameda County Sheriff's Office is working with entrepreneurs and elected leaders on a new concept for healthy eating. KCBS's Bob Butler reports it's called the Food Hub and provides good food for residents from its commercial kitchen.
The Sheriff's Office worked with Alameda County Supervisor Wilma Chan's All In Anti-Poverty Program. It took the old animal shelter on Fairmont and turned it into a commercial kitchen.
And this kitchen space is available for rent. We're really into ensuring that communities are able to come in and use the space and be able to also generate their own business coming out of here. And so this is really the economic driver.
Program director Larissa Estes says they also recover excess food from schools, restaurants, and farmers markets.
We're recovering food currently from Livermore Unified School District, and I think we're working towards connecting with Oakland Unified School District and distributing the food that's created, or the waste, which is leftover school lunches, to housing sites, low-income housing sites in Oakland mostly.
Supervisor Chan says they offer jobs to former jail inmates.
We've hired already two ex-offenders out of the probation department who are finally fully trained to drive our trucks, our food recovery trucks.
In San Leandro, Bob Butler, KCBS.
The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration is looking into allegations that all three of Tesla's electric vehicle models can suddenly accelerate on their own. A Berkeley man petitioned the agency for an investigation after 127 owner complaints detailed 110 crashes and 52 injuries. The agency said it will look into allegations that cover about 500,000 Tesla vehicles, including the Tesla Model 3, Model S, and Model X from the 2013 through 2019 model years.
An emergency homeless shelter is expected to open next week in the Santa Rosa Oakmont neighborhood. KCBS's Melissa Kallross reports from Santa Rosa, where officials held a community meeting this morning with residents who might be concerned about the shelter that will become home to some of the people currently living in a large encampment off of Highway 12.
The encampment has been growing for months along Santa Rosa's Joe Redotta Trail. And Blitz, who has lived here for a couple of weeks now, is encouraged to hear that an emergency shelter is opening, even one that comes with a curfew and other rules.
It has to be structured, otherwise people won't, they won't be right. I did a lot of years, and I did military, and also did I did a little stint in prison or whatever, in a structure which keeps people controlled.
The encampment's almost 10 miles away from where the shelter will open next week in the Oakmont area. Heather Jackson with the grassroots community group Sonoma County Acts of Kindness attended the community meeting in Oakmont and says neighbors have safety concerns, but
some Oakmont residents were actually concerned about the citizens here and asked how they can get involved with helping, which I thought was really, really nice. But they had concerns.
The shelter will be run by the Society of St. Vincent de Paul and house up to 60 people. 30 from the trail encampment already have been selected to move in. In Santa Rosa, Melissa Kallross, KCBS.
An effort is underway to stop fracking in the Bay Area and along the Central Coast. KCBS's Jennifer Hodges says Santa Cruz County has joined a lawsuit against the Bureau of Land Management.
The BLM wants to open more than 700,000 acres of land along the Central Coast and in the Bay Area to oil exploration.
Santa Cruz County has been vigilant in making sure that when the federal government talks about oil development, they don't talk about it here in Santa Cruz.
Santa Cruz County Supervisor John Leopold, they've voted to join a Sierra Club lawsuit against the BLM to try and stop the plan.
The big thing that people are concerned about is if they do approve it and they do discover oil and they do drill for it, and then they have a mistake and a problem and a blowout. And of course, those are legendary environmental disasters.
Jim Holm is the founder of Clean Oceans International. Leopold says their work is ongoing to try and stop the push towards oil.
We've invested quite a bit of effort into creating Monterey Bay Community Power, which is using renewable energy.
The state of California also suing to block the Trump administration from issuing any new permits for oil and gas drilling in the state. Jennifer Hodges, KCBS.
A federal appeals court has dismissed a lawsuit by 21 young people who claim that the U.S. government's climate policy harms them and jeopardizes their future. The Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals concluding the plaintiffs lack legal standing to pursue their case and that the issues they raise should be decided by other branches of the federal government.
Subscribe to the All Local wherever you get your podcasts and stream us on your smart speaker 24/7 by saying play KCBS Radio.